is Dan Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding university area. They want to be loved by robots, need love too.
They want to be loved by you. Wake up, it's a beautiful morning.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. My name is Osvaldo Perez. And stick around because we have special guests today. Wayne Powell and Remo are here from Sinister Black. And also we have Mark Ferriby here from The Get Down. So we have a very interesting anti-Christmas show today on 101.9 FM.
Watch how it goes. Todo con facilidad, pero con vista para no with reindeer, no sack on my back. You'll go see me coming with my big brown Cadillac. Oh, it's Christmas time, baby, baby. But there's no snow on the ground. Yeah, 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 yeah. You got a real bad little girl now. Santa Claus is sometimes brown. I'll put out the light. Elvis is coming up your chimney tonight. Oh, it's Christmas time for the baby, but there's no snow on the ground. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So we're back here on 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. Like I said, we have special guests today. We have Wayne Powell. Hey, Wayne, how are you?
Hey, good.
Long time no see.
Yeah. Wow.
You've been moving around.
Moving, playing, moving, working, moving, playing, 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 writing, moving, working. Yeah.
Cool. Life of a rock star, I guess.
You got it.
And we also have Remo here, the bass player of Sinister Black. Hey, Remo, how are you?
Hello, good to see you again, Oswaldo. Hello, Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah, these Hello. Guys, I have known these guys from, I don't know, like 8 or 9 years, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. About 8 years, man, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I've been... I think you had like 3 band incarnations or 4 since I met you.
That's right.
I think 3, yeah, yeah. Vitamin Voodoo, the Scarecrow, and us. Yeah.
Scarecrow, yeah. Scarecrow Balcony, no?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so Wayne is a well-known figure in the metal scene here in Vancouver. Because, well, I know you since 8 or 9 years or something like that, but you've been playing, like, way before that, no?
Yeah, well, 14, which should be releasing my age, 84. This band called Socratic Method came out here, played for 10 years with them, and done a lot of recording. It's been a long road, yeah, for sure. And just moved on to Vitamin Voodoo. Skip 4 bands, I think, since I've been out here.
Oh, 4 bands?
Yeah.
And how many CDs you released, put out?
How many actually were released, or how many did we actually record? We probably recorded about 40 and released 3 or 4.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's busy at it, for sure, for sure.
Cool.
Let's say hi to everybody on the East Coast today. I know there's some of them listening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where about?
Probably New Brunswick, Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, PEI, that weird place there, PEI, yeah.
You're from PEI, no?
Somewhat, yeah. Prince, you know, I grew up there for sure.
Prince Edward Island?
My teenage years were spent there, so.
Yeah. And how's the musical movement there? Have you been in touch with PEI at all?
I hear it's pretty good. I hear it's a lot better than when I was there. So, yeah, I there's a lot of happening stuff going on out there now, apparently, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So any plans of Sinister Black touring the East Coast there, the Atlantic?
Good.
Send me your money. Send me some tour money. No, that wouldn't be bad. We're just touring West right now. Mm-hmm. Make it over to Victoria in a few months and get this album out and, yeah, branch out a little bit. But, you know, kids sticking around the homestead here in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland and playing and releasing albums right now is where we're at, right? I mean, yeah. We're going to tour soon, absolutely. Okay. Got some merch coming out. We're going to hit hard. And, yeah, maybe come spring we'll do some driving around and stuff.
Let's go over to the island, thinking about an island tour.
Island
some
tour?
Place over there in Nanaimo, Victoria.
Okay.
They're close, good place to start, right? And then maybe like a BC tour, right? Do like the interior BC, you know?
Yeah, slow.
Why go to Toronto for your first tour, right? Right off the bat, you know? I mean,
we'll have to soup up the van for those long drives.
Yeah, our van wouldn't make it right now, I don't think.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's a three-piece band. No? It's Wayne on the guitar, Remo on the bass, and Ron. No? Ron
that's
Pisto
right.
is the,
drums, yeah.
Yeah. the drummer.
Yeah, it's what you call a power trio, I guess. Labels, whatever. But yeah, it's a power trio. I play hard, heavy, and keep it as thick as you can for three instruments, right? Plus a voice, you know?
Yeah.
We all sing, too, so three voices, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's Ron?
Ron had other engagements that involved having to make money today, so... No, he had to work. It's,
he's part of the system, still?
Well, we're all part of the system.
Yeah.
We talked about that this morning. Yeah, but unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
We tried to pull him up, but his hands were tied, so...
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so... You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'll tell you what we were listening today in the show. We started the show with the Bull Radleys. This is a UK band with this song, Wake Up Boo. It's a beautiful morning, because it is a beautiful morning, isn't it?
Mm. It is.
And after that, we listened to DeLorean. This is a band from the Basque region in Spain. The song was called The Funk Ed. They're pretty groovy. Really cool band to dance with. And then from Spain also we listen to Porretas with the song Rock and Petas, which means rock and joints. And then we were listening to an Argentinian band called Babasónicos with the song The Monomania. And then we'll listen to Elvis, because we're kind of like an anti-Christmas show here. This is what we're listening to there in the back. Elvis is like the Mexican Elvis Presley.
Anti-Christmas, anti-corporate, don't buy. Stop buying. Just go home and relax. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Don't consume.
Exactly. And you celebrate Christmas, you guys? Mark, do you celebrate Christmas? Or?
Yeah, my family gets together.
Yeah.
Turkey.
And Rainbow,
I used to, but I don't really so much anymore. It's for me, I think it's for the kids. I think that most adults need to finally realize it really is for the kids, and we should keep it for the kids.
Like and, Santa Claus and all that.
Those are my personal views. I like the getting the family together, and I like the binge eating and drinking, of course, but the rest of it's kind of a fraud.
Yeah. I agree. I'm not totally anti-Christmas. I celebrate it. You know, we're all, you know, I got family and stuff. But the corporate crap, you know, it's like, don't let all that, you know, you're going to get stressed out by the commercials alone and spend all your money. And what's with that?
Yeah, for
that's,
what? Yeah.
It's garbage, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, it's about family fun and just enjoying each other. That's what Christmas is to me, right? It's not about...
You got it.
Not about Sears and Woolworth and...
Yeah. So let's listen to some of your music. You have the CD here. Is this a new CD then?
This is brand new. Well, it was released Halloween night.
Halloween night?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we had a great party. Great. That was a great time. It was our best show yet, I think. And it's 11 songs on there, and it's. Well, it speaks for itself. It's got a little bit of everything. It's got a little bit of metal, a little bit of punk, a little bit of rock and roll.
Okay. Right? The name of the CD is On the Attack, and it's an independent production.
All produced and put out by ourselves, Brain Method Production. A partner of mine, Brian Morrow, works with Brain Method Productions. And we've been doing, you know, recording in Vancouver for around 10 years, too. You know, it's cheap, affordable recording for you broke musicians out there. Little plug there. Yeah, so get in touch with us if you don't want to go and blow all your money in a big studio. Because we'll release it well for you for a good price. So
you do that with Brian.
That's right.
Yeah. He's a cool guy. He's very talented, also very good musician. So, telephone number here on the station is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. And where can they find you if they're in...
www.myspace.com/sinisterblack or the Facebook group as well. That's the easy thing. That's the best way to get a hold of us. You'll find our phone numbers there. If you want any recording, you want to buy albums, you want to talk about the Sinister Black underwear release that we're going to do. Releasing a line of new panties, apparently. It's been requested, so.
Is that not a joke?
It's kind of not a joke. We're considering it. We're doing some merch soon, and we've already got asked a few times. So
instead of t-shirts, you're going to release underwear?
That's right. G-Unit.
G-strings? Yeah. And cool. And they're going to be black, I guess.
They will be black, yeah.
With Sinister Black, where the cross area is, of course. Right?
Okay, so let's listen to a song from Sinister Black. This is a Lowdown we're going to play.
Lowdown, yeah.
Lowdown. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Shrimping, champagne,
waitresses, caviar,
cigars, West Coast.
Yeah!
So that was Sinister Black here on 101.9 FM. So we're going to put some of the old Wayne stuff from Socratic Method, no?
Right. This is an old remastered song from 1994. And this is all recorded in my apartment and remastered and done up nice from some old 4-track tapes. And yeah, so something special, something the radio missed back in the 90s, I guess. So.
Cool. What's the name of the song?
It's called Stations of the Breath. We'll be right back.
BC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A plus, here I come.
You're here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah, we have fans calling here, so let's listen to another song. What's this one?
This one is Bugs in My Teeth, and it's about when I worked at Oak's job that it was really frustrating, and everybody's been through this, and a lot of the time we write stuff that, you know, the average Joe can relate to, so.
Okay. So you're listening to 101.9 FM, so that was Sinister Black, and we're going to put another song here from In the Maelstrom.
The Maelstrom, yes. This is a new Brain Method production. It's a later album that we just put out that came out earlier this year, and the gentleman's name's Kevin Karlstrom. It's a very eclectic type of music. You'll hear it. It's good.
Okay, so let's listen to this and don't go anywhere because we have other interviews and we have Mark also from the Get Down and we have the Hungarian psychedelic block and We have a lot of things to talk about. So this is In the Maelstrom.
The river runs endlessly, and all things must meet the sea. One ends while another begins. All we share is his life within. River flowing deep and wide carries us to the other side. We live most our lives in fear, and we often ask what brought me here. Some days all you feel is pain, but you'll never live those days again. River flowing deep and wide carries us to the other side. Thought you'd have to leave this place. The tears are streaming down your face. Though we don't know how to say goodbye, we'll meet again on the other side. River flowing deep and wide carries you to the other side. Staring from deep within, this is where eternity.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM, the morning after show, here on CITR. Actually, that's the wrong CD. This one is the cool CD. Because this is
the Halloween
Christmas.
The Halloween show.
Yeah, yes.
Every day is Halloween.
No, we were listening there to Sinister Black. We have somebody on the line, so just give me a second before I get to the phone. What we were listening there was Sinister Black with the new CD On the Attack with the song Lowdown. Then we're listening to Socratic Method with Hollow Windows, and the song was Station of the Breath. And then Sinister Black again with Box in My Mouth, and Malestrom, that you produced that CD, no?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, so that was, the song was, I don't know what the
All
song
Things
was.
Must Meet the Sea.
All Things Must Meet the Sea. Yeah, that's cool. So we have somebody on the line, so let me answer. CITR?
Hi, it's Tracy.
Hi, so we have Tracy here from the band The Reckoning, and she wanted to say hi to Sinister Black, I guess, no?
Hey, Tracy!
Hey, guys, how's it going? Congratulations on the new album, it totally rocks.
Awesome, thanks.
Just like you guys. I just wanted to say, you know, that Sinister Black, you guys have been a huge asset to the local music scene, and you've been very supportive of my band, too, which I really appreciate. And I've had the honor to play shows with you guys and see you guys play. And since the very first time I've seen you guys at the Big Star in Burnaby, which is no longer, I was an instant fan.
So there you go. You have another fan. And we have also a fan from Mexico, Lupita.
Yeah.
She has been a friend of us for like a long time ago, no?
Mm. Yeah, and she still remembers us.
And she still, she called from Mexico City. So let's, I'll let you say hi to her.
Yeah. Yeah, Trace.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, thanks for calling in.
No worries, you man, know, you guys rock.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta keep this metal alive in this town, you know? We can't let it turn into ashes right in front of our faces.
Oh, not right? gonna so, happen, not gonna
fight
happen.
Fight the good fight.
You betcha, boys.
You
good
got
work.
It.
Yeah, Trace, thanks for the support. You've always been supportive of us, and that's very cool. And there's a lot of people, there's a lot of headbangers and punks out here that are a little upset about all of our venues being mismatched and pushed around all over the place, but it's people like you and us and everybody that keeps it together, and we'll keep it together one way or another, right? You know, so.
You betcha, buddy.
You got her.
You bet. Sinister Black rocks.
Awesome.
So, Tracy, you have also a metal band, is it, or?
Yeah, we're kind of metal, punk, hard rock. We're called The Reckoning. And, by the way, Ron Pistol, the drummer for Sinister Black, is currently filling in on drums for The Reckoning.
Oh,
that's
really?
Right.
Oh,
yes, cool. we're renting Ron out. We're, we're selling his ass cheap. No.
Uh-oh, what do I got to pay now? You guys can stop by over here for a beer on your way home.
We want your firstborn.
That won't happen. And you, Remo, I'm watching you.
We're going to turn it into a little Sinister Blackster.
Cool.
Running around with a little black hood on. Yeah,
yeah, and Remo. Hey,
yeah,
Remo.
Yeah.
Have
here.
You ever seen, you ever watch Family Guy?
I do sometimes. I don't have cable, so I don't get to see that a lot.
You ever see the episode with the chicken and Peter fighting?
I haven't, Emma. I haven't.
You should look it up, because that's how I equate our relationship now.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I think she's going to propose, boys. Hang on.
Live on the air.
Love you guys.
No, yeah, that's...
Thanks for calling, Trace.
No worries, man. Rock on.
Awesome.
Take care.
So maybe we can listen to a song from The Reckoning. We're going to listen to Bad Day.
Nice.
And then we can listen to another song from Sinister Black. We're here in the anti-Christmas... In the anti-Christmas show. So don't get fooled by the background music. which is Elvis with well, that song was Santa Claus is Sometimes Brown. Because I'm Mexican, so I have to celebrate like brown Christmas. So let's put Brown Christmas there.
Nice. Awesome.
That's Brown Christmas. So, shows. Let's talk some shows before we go to the Reckoning and Sinister Black. When are you playing next?
We have a big MRF-er coming up January 15th at the El Dorado. This is gonna be a killer show. It's us opening up and a Third Lit, who we've played with before, a very impressive band. They have the same rare drum kit that our drummer has from England somewhere. There's only like five of them made or something.
Yeah.
But he happens to have the other one. Vancouver Killing Spree, which is quite an interesting band too. So, yeah, January 15th, that's a Friday night. You're always full of energy, and that's the place to be.
It's going to be good.
El Dorado.
El Dorado, yeah.
And that's on January 15th, you said?
January 15th, Friday, yeah.
Okay. Where is El Dorado? Can you tell the people how
that
to get there?
That is Nanaimo and Kingsway. Yeah.
Can't miss it.
And we're going to have some new merch and stuff, so hopefully we'll have some new merch. Everything goes right. We'll have some shirts and the panty line, maybe even.
So don't miss the erotic line of Sinister Black coming to a store near you. Cool. Let's listen to... What are we going to listen from your CD?
I would like to pick Numbers. That would be track 5.
New Day.
Oh, New Day. That's
New
right.
Day, yes.
Oh, New Day. Okay, track and before Sinister Black, let's listen to The Reckoning. This is a rock punk metal band from Vancouver that you guys play with, fairly often.
Yeah.
The song is Bad Day, then we're going to listen to Sinister Black, and then we're going to go with the Hungarian couple of songs, because we have special listeners also in the UK now.
Nice.
And then we'll talk a little bit with Mark from the Get Down, and we have some more punk, so we have to fit everything in half an hour.
Hey, 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 hey! Can't you see I'm having a bad day?
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. We're rocking today, eh, guys?
You got it.
Yeah, we're in the anti-Christmas show. And we were listening to Sinister Black there with the song New Day?
New Day, yeah.
Cool. So what's the inspiration of the song? Sorry, is it pretty anti-system?
It's anti-system for sure. We're definitely an anti-system band. I mean, who doesn't, you know? We got songs about how we don't like bullying and tough guys. We got songs about the world ending. We got songs about not liking your job. We got songs about the government and the media. It's all there.
Your children to war.
That's right, you know. And then we got, you know, songs about just punking out and drinking and having a blast. And we're not some bands who are really political, like 100% political and serious all the time. Absolutely not, you know. But we make our statements pretty clear and easy to understand, I think, right? You know, it's not rocket science. It's pretty some basic rock and roll.
Cool. So they're going to play on the 15th. You should check Wayne playing live. He's a pretty cool, awesome guitar player. Mark, you remember seeing these guys on the...
Yeah, I think I was fairly intoxicated by the time they got on, but it was awesome.
Yeah, me too. They make a couple of cool covers. Nirvana.
We did a Nirvana song that night.
Beastie Boys.
School.
And, right.
We played the Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right, that night. I got a punk chick spitting on me, which means I want you tonight. And it's hilarious. I was just spitting all over me, right? It's like, that was pretty funny. Yeah, it was a good show, that one. That was put on by Oswaldo and the boys here at the morning after show. So it was a really good time. We love playing the halls and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was a great venue.
Yeah,
that was a super venue.
The Legion there upstairs there, yeah.
Yeah.
Good show. Good show, that one.
Yeah, so check out these guys on the 15th at El Dorado. And any other shows coming soon?
March 13th, that's a little way down the line, at the Princeton with Lethal Halo and another band that's yet to be announced.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so we're going to go to the Hungarian block now, because we've been putting this CD, this compilation of Hungarian bands from the 60s and 70s.
Wow.
It's called Well Hung.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really cool. Check it out.
That's a nice play on words. Yeah. No, that's what good.
So we're going to play a couple of songs from there, and we're going to say hi to Maruska and Minami that are listening in the UK. Maruska is from Hungary, from Szeged. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if her brother is listening to Soli, but he's also from Szeged, Hungary. So we're going to dedicate these couple of songs there. And also to somebody that called last week. I don't know if he's listening. He's Polish, but he knows all these Hungarian bands. So we're going to put Omega today, that he was talking to us about that last week. And we're going to put another band called Meteor with Demjen Ferenc. And we'll be right back after this psychedelic music.
Mondjátok meg, mit tegyek. Rendes lento sul sto, vado ciò e si qui. Nem ciotto, ho creduto, ho dillo a moschere. Ho sic mende nembe, ha e is polo di mar. E la lungo scende e vinto morgo di car. Chi va il tei, la canti più in so car. Dici di fu, poi demli che spirar. Emli se moi so voi grosnente leite. Non flessi, non si usa tu, perché muli, ho visto capo, niente fado tu. Uno puro, non flessi, per il buon nicle, io tu dom, per niente che se solo una pigna che ti va in te, ne canti più in soccat, dici in fuoco, poi te mi che smirat, e mi se poi so voi grosne, per lei che è.
Fun and winning cool prizes? Then you gotta check out the Sustainability Television 2009 Youth Media Contest.
Sustainability Television and the Sierra Club of BC want your creative, fun, and inspiring poems and essays with pictures or videos describing what you're doing to make your community more sustainable.
There are tons of totally rad prizes to be won. In addition to cash prizes, sponsor prizes include a $10,000 25-day river excursion, a recycled PC laptop, passes to Y Yoga and Sempre Viva Yoga, organic grocery delivery from Spud, as well as visits for you and a friend to Whistler's Zip Trek Eco Tours, and much, much more.
The contest runs until January 9th, 2010, but the sooner you enter, the more likely you are to win. Check out sustainabilitytelevision.com for full details. And tell us what you're doing.
So this is the anti-Christmas show here on 101.9 FM, but that doesn't mean we don't wish good for the people, no?
Yeah, goodwill on everybody.
We don't.
Goodwill. Peace on earth and stuff. So we're also here with Mark from the Get Down. That I want to thank him publicly because he helped me also with when I was away in my trips. He was here with Jason and Jillian and Jordan sometimes. And yeah. Thank you, Mark, for filling in sometimes.
Yeah, I didn't do a whole lot, but I supported Jason a lot.
Yeah, Mark is from the Get Down, a pretty cool Vancouver band. You guys seen the Get Down before, no?
Yeah, we played a couple of shows with them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think of the Get Down?
I like them. A lot of energy, a lot of variation. Pretty eclectic band. Very nice. I like it.
Yeah, good.
One of my more favorite bands that we heard that night for sure. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty eclectic band. That's true. Because you have like a reggae, and then you have rock and roll, and then you have.
Well, I guess there's four of us in the band. We all write songs, and we all have different influences and stuff. So you know, we all collaborate together, and whoever brings in, you know, whatever, we'll play it. So.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be, especially for songwriting, right? To have different viewpoints in there, different angles.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Cool. So let's listen to a song from the Get Down. But before that, we should tell you what we're listening there from the Hungarian compilation. It's a funk rock eruption from Communist Hungary Volume 1. That's the official name of the compilation. So we were listening there to Tamás Somló with Omega. Omega is the name of the band, with the song Ast Monta as a Newcom.
Can you say that three times?
you can try, say it if you want.
Ast Monta as a Newcom. Ast Monta as a Newcom. No, that's wrong.
Ast Monta as a Newcom, which means my mother told me.
Okay.
And then we listen to Meteor and Damon Ferenc with the song Kivanj Te Ish Nekem Zip Yo Ekshakat.
Try saying that three times.
That means, tell me good night too. So that's next week. We'll have another two songs from that album. And next week we're going to put some Japanese rock also, because We have Minami listening there in the UK with Marushka, so we'll put some Japanese rock and roll. And other than that, thank you guys for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us, for sure.
This was Sinister Black. They're going to be playing on the 15th.
El Dorado.
At El Dorado.
Killer gig. Killer
keep
gig.
The metal alive.
With a couple of bands there.
We're going to destroy the El Dorado. Apparently, that's what the event is called. So
destroy El Dorado.
Destroy the El Dorado. The walls are going to fall down. The people in the hotels are going to have their plumbing busted. It's going to be great.
Yeah. What happened with the cobalt?
What happened with the cobalt? Well, that's a sin. That's got something to do with the Olympics, but I'd rather not talk about it.
Really,
I don't want to go into that subject, but
we should have an anti-Olympic show.
Sinister Black is headlining that, man. We're playing right on Granville Street, man. The rioters are going to come right behind us. We're going to be on a flatbed truck. We're going to be arrested as soon as we walk out the door. Yeah, we don't want to get into the Olympics thing too much, but it has had its impact on some very cool venues, and it's, you know, you got rid of the cobalt basically, and that destroys a whole subculture right there, and that sucks. So we'll see when the Olympics are over. Hopefully some cool things will come back. I think things will come around a little bit after all that shite is gone, right?
Yeah, shite is okay. And Mark, any gigs coming soon from the Get Down, or the drummer is away? I guess in
he's away till February. We played one. Me and Tyson, our bass player, we played a little one in Deep Cove at the Raven a couple weekends ago. But other than that, you know, nothing's really going on. Our guitar player just had a baby. Congratulations, Eric, on your new first
Eric.
Newborn.
Eric,
guitar player. Yeah,
his firstborn or
first? Little baby girl. First
congratulations,
ever.
Eric.
Yeah, congratulations.
First ever.
Yeah. And So yeah, other than that, no, nothing's really going on. I think we might, me and James, when James, our drummer, gets back from traveling, he sent me a message asking me if I was interested in going up to Hornby Island to play a Beatles tribute show.
Wow,
so
nice.
We may be playing some Beatles covers up there, but wow. Other than that, nothing is organized yet for the get down, so.
Cool. Probably a paying gig too, eh?
Yeah, we'll probably get some roast beef from Grandma.
Everybody loves roast beef.
Awesome.
Except the veggies, but no offense.
With some mashed potatoes. Yeah. And the next album, where is it going to be out? The next CD from the get-down?
Probably not till after James gets back.
So good.
Yeah, still in the works.
Maybe,
but
summer?
I mean, we got it right here. This is something.
So let's,
it's still unreleased, but you're playing it today.
So, is this a world premiere?
Wait, right now?
Yeah, no, we're gonna play.
Jason's been playing it for a while.
No, but I mean, a radio world premiere.
Oh, are we gonna have the radio release party?
No, I mean this song that we're gonna play. Is this the first time? The first time that it's gonna be played on the radio?
Potentially. Yeah, I don't know if Jason's ever played it before. So, yeah, okay. Might be.
Well, world premiere. Excellent.
Even though if Jason played, it's a morning after show. So, because we like to have world premieres of songs here.
Yeah, that's true.
In the show. So,
well, this is yeah.
This was our premiere on True Radio, wasn't it?
Yeah, right.
I think so. Yeah,
yeah,
for this
sure.
album.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so we have two world premieres today here.
It's the anti-Christmas world premiere show.
So if you miss the show, you can podcast it always at www.citr.ca. Then just go to the schedule, and it's the morning after show, and you can listen to a lot of cool shows that we had in the past. So let's listen to The Get Down. What's the name of the song?
It's called Don't Touch the Ladle.
Don't touch
the ladle.
The ladle?
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll be
explain ladle to our listeners out there.
A ladle is generally a soup spoon or a gravy scooper.
That's scoop what I thought it was. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, so we'll be back to say goodbye.
The stark of discontent doth boil, and under furious flames the temperature grows higher. Sinner screams are the crackle of roasting bones. So I warn you. The blackest heart and the hottest blood can handle its hellish heat. Be from the souls of those who chose to walk down the wrong road. The wrong choice will burn for eternity. So I warn you. Make a devil's feast. The smell of burning flesh and pain and death fill the air. The finest wine will be the blood of an innocent girl. So I warn you.
So that was the Get Down with Don't Touch the Ladle. Pretty dark song. Perfect for the anti-Christmas. So thanks, guys, for coming to the show. Thank you, Mark. Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.
And hope to see you soon.
Yeah.
Let's have some lunch, no?
Yeah, let's go have some lunch and some brew. Excellent.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And we were going to listen to Cliff Nesterov. He has a very cool show called Laugh Tracks. So we're going to play some sex education show for you. And then, and before that, we're going to put a promo also for Flex Your Head. That's a metal show, so you can listen.
Nice.
If you like Wayne's music, you can tune to Flex Your Head also. And I'll see you next week. I don't have any special guests next week, I think, but we'll have a very cool.
We'll come back again. We'll be here every week.
we'll have a cool last show of the year, so... Tune in to 101.9 FM CITR and remember to podcast the show at www.citr.ca.
Stuff is just fast, very aggressive and loud, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Flex your head!
Hello there, and welcome to the exciting world of hip.
This is what LSD leads to.
I got laid every day for 1 week, solid.
He's so amazing you should see his wall.
This is what LSD leads to. This is what the Smith doing leads to. This is what speed leads to. This is what peyote leads to. This is what all of these kicks lead to.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, from Vancouver, British Columbia,
rather fascinating, I understand, that the Vicks people have come up with a new toiletry product that they're pretty excited about. I haven't heard much about it. What is it?
It's called Dismiss.
Dismiss?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What is that?
It's a feminine hygiene product.
Holy crap.
Vagina. Vagina, spelled V-A-G-I-N-A. Vagina. Vagina, spelled V-A-G-I-N-A. Vagina. Vagina, spelled V-A-G-I-N-A.
Warning.
Angels are on the way.